Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave. I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday. Where am I? There I am. Hello. I'm having a little audio problem today. None of the headphones seem to be working, so I can't tell if you can hear me or not, so I'm just going to go for it. It is Friday, the 27th of August, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studio, underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it is our third attempt at getting back into the studio. It's nice and clean in here. And Dora's sitting in the corner pretending not to listen. But you're here, we're here, and we got some music for you. Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Alrighty then. Hey, hi, how are ya? How the heck are ya? It's darn fine to be here. It's a pretty good day. And we're all having a great time. Hey, just as when we thought things were starting to open up again, they clamped the thing down on us again. And we're just sitting here hoping things get better. Please keep wearing your mask. Keep on keeping on. What am I saying? Do the right thing. Let's shut this darn virus down so we can go back to normal life, for crying out loud in the sink. What the hell is wrong with people? I don't know. Anyway, we got some stuff to tell you about today, including the Edinburgh Fringe. Yes, the Edinburgh Fringe. Two of Vancouver's favorite plays of the last year. Actually, one of them's been around for years, but they got revived in the past year. And the other one is a brand new play that are both going to be shown at the Edinburgh Fringe, and we can watch it here. There is a thing on Zoo TV Live that connects us up, so we can actually watch Vancouver in Edinburgh in the privacy of your own home. So we'll tell you more about that later. We got some other things to do as well, plus our usual call board and stuff, but let's get right to music. And who have we got here? This is... I've got so many things in front of me here. I can't find a darn thing. This is Born on a Wednesday. That's who they're called. Light it up.
I don't know what you've been told, but I can't stop looking inside. Some days look like the rest. Whoa, 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 whoa. cigars and words flowed in different times. Whoa, say some days look like the rest. Whoa, you take something simple and complicated. Sometimes at night, it feels so long. Light it up, just to burn it down. Sometimes the days linger on and on. Light it up, just to burn it down.
Change in a night, and maybe I've been too easy on you too many times, but I can't forgive you like a god when you break my heart. You gotta meet
That's Lauren Porter or Rowan Porter. She sometimes goes by different names, but she's got a great voice. And she this is her song called Meet Me Halfway. We first met her when she came in town to play at the Vancouver Fringe a couple of years ago. And how's that for a segue? If you missed the play The Boy in the Moon, which was at the... was it at the Kulch earlier this summer? You can now catch it at the Edinburgh Fringe. Yes, I said Edinburgh. That's in Scotland. It's going on right now. In fact, it closes tomorrow. But this play is the British premiere of a hit play written by Emil Scheer and based on the Canadian journalist Ian Brown's memoir of life with his son. It's the deeply moving story of one family's struggle raising a child with a severe disability. And it asks questions about the values we ascribe to human life, our own, and the lives of all those around us. So it is now available at Zoo TV, which is just the way you think, ZOOTV.LIVE. There are two plays, actually, that are showing at the Fringe. One is, actually, there's three. There's The Boy in the Moon, and there's One Hour Photo, and Do You Want What I Have Got, the Craigslist Cantata. So all three of those shows are available. It's called East Van to Edinburgh. You can get more details about it by going to either New World Theatre or I think the Kulch has a thing about it as well. But go to New World Theatre and get the details on that, or just go to zootv.live. ZooTV.live. It's called East Van to Edinburgh. Three Vancouver plays that are performing at the Edinburgh Fringe right now that we can watch at home. And so support local art and travel the world at the same time. It'll be just lots of fun. Near. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. There she is, my niece's best friend, Madeline Reed, with How Easy. What does that mean, your niece's best friend? Well, if you were here at the first, when we started this show in June of 2014, back when I was under 60, I mentioned that this show was all about nepotism. getting friends and family on the air. One of those friends is Madeline Reed, who was still in high school when we started the show, but we played one of her songs in the first one, and now she has progressed amazingly. And How Easy is her latest one. Of course, her sister Savannah is also a great songwriter, and we played her songs on this show too. So, yeah, you know, if you're related to me in any way, you can get on the air. The National Film Board has a habit of releasing their films free for online viewing. The latest one is a documentary called Sovereign Soil. It follows a group of unlikely farmers from Dawson City, Yukon, and it'll be available for streaming in Canada on nfb.ca starting next week, September the 7th. In the far-flung edge of Canada's boreal forest outside the tiny subarctic town of Dawson City, a handful of unlikely farmers are growing everything from snow-covered Brussels sprouts to apples. These modern-day agrarians have carved out small patches of fertile soil in an otherwise unforgiving expanse of isolated wilderness to make a living and a life. Over the course of a year, Dawson filmmaker David Curtis follows these resilient, unassuming farmers, including a German immigrant, a young family that taps birch trees for syrup. Birch syrup. Wonder if that's good. A First Nations youth and a matriarch who can shoot and quarter a moose. Got to see that. Exploring life, death, and time through the simple, rich day-to-day of people deeply tied to the wild. Sovereign soil is an ode to the beauty of this ferocious remote land and the wisdom of those who've chosen to call it home. It is going to be available to residents of Canada starting on the 7th of September. And if you want to find out more, go to nfb.ca.
Red Camp Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Nissa Homes provides transitional housing for women and children fleeing domestic violence, experiencing homelessness, and those seeking refuge. The not-for-profit organization based in Lower Mainland has been hit hard by COVID-19, and they're asking for your help. They offer a plethora of services starting from basic necessities such as shelter, food, and transportation, as well as referrals to services including mental health counseling, legal aid, assistance with job hunting, and finding affordable housing. Nissa Homes is especially a safe haven for Muslim women, as it offers a culturally sensitive space where they can practice their faith, find community, and feel supported to heal and flourish. For their Ramadan campaign, Nissa Homes is accepting donations, also known as Zakat, until May 13, which will go directly towards increasing capacity and providing more shelters for women and children. To donate, go to launchgood.com/campaign/Vancouver_Nissa_home. That is launchgood.com/campaign/Vancouver_Nissa_home. For more information, please visit nissahomes.com.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
driving through the night cause we had no place to go, smoking cigarettes and drinking on the road, watching the stars fall like rain, and I never saw you again. We walked hand in hand and watched the sunrise, and I never saw you again. Smoking dope with the windows rolled up at the foot of empty fields, watching the stars fall like rain, and I never saw you again. We walked hand in hand and watched the sunrise, and I never saw you again.
Make it to share magic river. Always carry you along. May all the gods that ever were or will be shower blessings over you. May you know the light of love through and through. Through the days of your dreaming, once upon a time and a place, may true love and meaning be the music you face. And when you satisfy your longing to be whole, may life itself be your best friend. May the singing of your soul never end.
for a goddamn fool, 'cause I'm done. Oh, oh, I'm done. And you can drag me out before some velvet tape. If that's what you have to do to feel like you can.
That's Frazee Ford, The Gift That Keeps on Giving. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. That's not the name of the song. The song is called Done. I just refer to Frazee as. Well, you heard me. Anyway, time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. We're going to start out in Victoria with the Blue Ridge Theatre Company, and they are currently accepting applications for the role of Frankie in their upcoming production of Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune by Terrence McNally. Described by the playwright as a female in her early 40s who possesses a striking but not conventional good looks, someone who has a sense of humor and a fairly rough exterior. The core of the character lies in the fact that she is also frightened and can be very hard to reach. The production is going to... Yeah, production will be in Victoria from October 5th to November 7th. If you want to be considered for the role, submit a resume and a demo reel, if possible, no later than Friday, September 3rd, to info@blueridgetheatre.ca. Please note, nudity is an integral aspect of the play, which also contains very strong imagery and language that may be offensive to some. There will be an independent intimacy coach engaged in the production, and artists should be assured that Blue Ridge is committed to the philosophy, politics, and guidelines outlined in Actors Equity's Not in Our Space program, which pursues a safe and respectful workplace by promoting zero tolerance for acts of racism, discrimination of any kind, harassment, sexual harassment, bullying, violence, reprisal, or abuse of power. If you're interested, you can check out their website. It's blueridgetheatre.ca, or just send an email, info@blueridgetheatre.ca. Peninsula Productions are doing Not About Heroes by Stephen McDonald. This is going to be a staged reading. It's a play about a relationship between Wilfred Owen and Siegfried Sassoon, two World War I soldier poets. The play focuses on the use of poetry to process the horrors of war. The production is up from the 4th to the 7th in White Rock, and the submission deadline is tomorrow, August 28th. The auditions themselves will be happening September 2nd to 5th, and they would like you to submit a video to get the ball rolling. So submit a memorized theater monologue, full body. Don't fret about acting style or production values. They're creative. They can see past the shortcomings of technology. They respect our artists and patrons across all fronts. Worried or suspicious about submitting? Don't be. Share your talent with them, please. Send your short video audition to info@peninsulaproductions.org, and please keep it short, 30 to 40 seconds. United Players of Vancouver are holding their auditions for Amelia this weekend, August 30th at Jericho Arts Center. The production will be happening in November. The play was written to be performed by an all-female cast of diverse women. 13 female-identifying actors will play 27 characters. This is very much an ensemble piece. They are committed to ethnically diverse casting, particularly welcome performers and theater makers from marginalized communities and people with disabilities. There are no age restrictions to audition. So if you're interested, you can send your resume to Linda Begg, and her email is lindabegg, L-I-N-D-A-B-E-G-G 52 at gmail.com. And British accents are not necessary, even though it's a British play. And please let them know if you have any special access needs. And I didn't mention, but Vancouver director Lois Anderson will be helming this production. So if you want get a chance to work with Lois, here's your chance. Pacific Theatre is producing How the World Began by Catherine Tretchman. It's the story of Susan Pierce, a transplant in her rural portable-turned-classroom, teaching science to high schoolers. But when conflict over an offhand comment to her strong-willed student Micah erupts, Susan and the wider community of Plainview find themselves unable to bridge the chasm between their beliefs. Bit of the old science versus religion conflict going on here. The production is going to be happening at Pacific Theatre, which is 12th and Hemlock, March 24th to April 10th of 2022. The auditions are happening on September 1st and 2nd at 1440 West 12th. They're looking for two actors, one to play Susan, a female in her mid-30s to 40s, and one to play Micah, a wounded, vulnerable, articulate, and stoic teenager. Those auditioning will be required to adhere to Pacific Theatre's COVID-19 policy. All parties who enter Pacific Theatre will be vaccinated. This includes staff, volunteers, artists, and patrons. I think that means they want you to be vaccinated, not that they actually will vaccinate you. But I don't know. You can find out. Those auditioning will be provided with a vaccination disclosure form to fill out at auditions. Please note information for internal Pacific Theatre use only. Strict confidentiality will be observed. If you want to find out more about this one, go to pacifictheatre.org. A Deep Cove Stage Society is doing their pantomime this year called Frosted. It's similar to a certain children's film with a vaguely similar title, Frosted. You know what that means. The production is going to be in December at Deep Cove Shaw Theatre. The auditions are September 8, 9, and 10. The address is 4360 Gallant Avenue, North Vancouver. They are an inclusive society and recognize all members of LGBTQ1A+ community. Therefore, gendered casting will be ignored for most characters. And of course, panto is traditionally a kind of a cross-dressing art form anyway, so get out there and have fun. If you want to find out more, go to deepcovestage.com/auditions. Theater in the Country are holding auditions for two different productions. One is All Together Now. This is the worldwide event that is created by MTI. We had another group auditioning for it last month. And this is happening in November. It's kind of a worldwide theater experience. And if you're interested in joining the Theater in the Country contribution, you can submit a video of yourself singing a musical theater song of your choice by September 15th. The other production they're doing is Elf, the musical, and that's happening in December, also in Langley. The auditions for that one are September 19th and 20th, and all the details for both shows are at theaterinthecountry.com/auditions. Align Entertainment is announcing auditions for their 2022 show, Seussical, by Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens. Seussical will run at the Michael J. Fox Theater in Burnaby, January 28th to February 12th. The auditions are September 19th, 17th and 19th, and that's at the Lindbergh Academy for the Performing Arts in Coquitlam. Sign up for your audition spot. They welcome everyone to audition, regardless of background, race, ethnicity, gender, and sexuality. Casting will be based on who is best fit for the role. All the character descriptions and audition registration forms can be found at alignentertainment.ca, and Align, of course, is spelled A-L-I-G-N. And entertainment is entertainment.ca. And the Young People's Opera Society of BC is holding auditions for their 21-22 season, which is going to be on September 5th. If you want to do an in-person audition, or if you want to send in a video, they will be accepting videos until October 5th. If you want to do the in-person audition, it's going to be at Trinity Church Hall in Delta. And the audition is for new singing members for lead roles and ensemble pieces. And there are two main productions, the Christmas opera and the June opera. Plus, there will be musical theater vignettes and a virtual Valentine's concert and other performance opportunities throughout the season. So two main productions, but lots of other stuff going on throughout the year. If you're interested, then record an aria or song of your choice. It can be a cappella or accompanied by a piano or backing track. If you want to do your audition live, that will also include a brief interview. Videos and callbacks will be virtual interview via Zoom. And also indicate which level you want to audition for. There's youth, professional, adult, children's chorus. All the details are at their website, which is yposbc.org. And I'm just going to do a quick scan here to make sure that I haven't missed anything. And, the Arts Club is holding an audition. They're doing a show called Made in Italy. And let's see here. They were looking for a performer to understudy the role of Francesco Mantini, a second-generation Italian teen struggling to find his place in Jasper, Alberta in the 70s, inspired by pop culture icons like Rocky Balboa and John Travolta. I think, we know what that means. So, it's a solo show sung and acted by a single performer who plays 20 characters and sings everything from O Solo Mia to the Bee Gees. As the identity integrity of this show is rooted in Italian culture, they're looking for an actor with Italian heritage to play the role. So send a recent headshot and resume in a PDF file to Bronwyn Carradine, and her email is auditions@artsclub.com. And make sure you send files so not able to open links from external sources. The deadline for all of this is the 3rd of September, 2021. And if you want to find out more, you can go to their audition page at artsclub.com /auditions. And that's it. If you have an audition or a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can email at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can find them at vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike?
Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
To a rainforest, the soundtrack is everything. It sets the mood and it tells a story. Join me Tuesdays from 10 to 11 p.m. as I interview my guests about their seasons of life, and we listen to the soundtracks that went with them. You might learn a bit for your own seasons of life, and if nothing else, you'll find some great music. Tune in on 101.9 CITR FM Tuesdays from 10 to 11 p.m.
This music, reggae music, is tell you and tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Ja bless and Ja guide and Ja out. Bless out.
Don't mind on the rhythm and no wine in a ace. Glad I'm up your inner rubber, don't place. Dance out.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Born on a Wednesday, Rowan Porter, Noreen Braun, Madeline Reed, Bottom Shelf Bourbon Trio, Mike Richter, What, Frazee Ford. And that was it. Theme music by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. If you missed any or all of today's show, you can look up our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And if you want to keep in touch with keeping the know about things that are happening in local theater, you can check out, I'm trying to do this from memory, Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet, Theater Wire, and createastir.ca. And don't forget to listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2. And our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, our napkin boy, Nardwar, the human serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Ciao, love you, mean it. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
What you get, red.